Hey everybody, Shelley Hoffman here, and today I am with Jennifer Huntley. And Jennifer is the executive director of Pages Childhood Cancer Fund. And I said it not as well as I wanted to, but but thank you for being here today with me and talking a little bit about your organization. It is pretty well known here locally in Baldwinsville. But I think it's important to really push it out to all of Central New York, which you guys have done through Pages, Butterfly Run and stuff. But yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about how the organization got started and, you know, what really you do to help like broaden it and push it out there and raise funds for it?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me here today on behalf of the organization. So Paige was a child here in Baldwinsville when she was sadly diagnosed with leukemia. She was a student at Palmer Elementary, and sadly, she passed away from the treatment that was meant to cure her leukemia. And so a couple years later, some teachers from the school came to Paige's parent and said, can we please start a walk run in her memory? And of course, they said, yes, that would be wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for remembering our child. And that's how Paige's Butterfly Run started. This year will be our 30th year.
Really?
So that's
30
how
years?
Long ago. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And that first run, that was at Palmer,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes. It was at Palmer for many years.
Oh. So the reason actually I mentioned that I had heard about Paige's Butterfly Run before is when we moved up here from Pittsburgh, my kids went to McNamara, but Taylor went to Palmer for her first year.
Okay.
And so we were kind of introduced to that a little bit. And then when the kids got a little bit older, my first 5K was actually downtown at Paige's Butterfly
Run.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
I didn't run it. My girlfriend, Katrina, she did it first. And then she had Evan was in a stroller at the time. So Evan's, oh my gosh, he's a junior now. Okay. But she walked it with me. Awesome. And we did it. A little bit of jogging, but not much, I'll be honest with you, Jennifer.
That's okay. You do not have to be a runner. There's a 3K walk. And even if you don't want to participate in the actual event, come and be with us.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But so, I mean, obviously the first one was just, but it has grown since that first year.
It has grown and evolved. And when I came on board in 2022, recognized this beautiful growth. I mean, this family, along with an army of volunteers, had carried this organization 25 years plus at that point. And really, it grew into a fully functioning nonprofit organization. I mean, we are with children and families from their time of diagnosis all the way into survivorship and in those heartbreaking cases, bereavement.
What does that mean, though, when you say you're with the families? Like, what do you guys do to help the families?
Yeah, so immediately the family gets a comfort kit. That's a kit that Paige's parents actually developed because they knew what it was like to be a parent in the hospital. So it has a fleece blanket, t-shirts, water bottle, anything you need for a quick trip to the hospital. And it has a $200 gift card. So there's immediate financial help for whatever the family needs. Oh. And then along the way, we help financially with any bill, you know, new tires for the car, help with the mortgage. When a child's diagnosed, oftentimes one caregiver is going to have to stop working to be there with the sick child and to attend appointments, all those things. So there's an immediate, on top of the emotional impact,
right?
The very deep financial impact.
You know, and luckily, I'm knock on wood, like all three of my children have continuously been healthy. Tay's got to get her tonsils out, but let's be honest, she's going to, you know, painful, but she's going to be eating ice cream. But as a single mom, when you say one of the parents, sometimes there is only one parent.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
And that's that the income kind of has to stop, or they have to figure out something with other people, you know, helping with the childcare and stuff for even the other kids.
Yes.
Right.
When you get to know what these children and family face, you start to realize a lot about a lot of what people endure in life. And we serve 17 counties all the way down to the Pennsylvania border up to the Canadian border. So again, the financial impact, when you think about families that are traveling that distance to come to upstate Golisano Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
So, and I know you said you've been with the organization for 5 years, but what made you get involved? Like, what brought you to Paige's organization?
I had been in the nonprofit sector for many years, and I was at a place for almost 13 years. Knew it was time for a change. Saw helping kids with cancer. I knew that I still wanted my next move to be meaningful, and thought, oh my gosh, how could you not want to help that?
Yeah.
So that's how I chose. And What shows them?
So how, and you probably know, because I believe there's a lot of conversations, right, within the organization. How did it grow? You know, there's a lot of people that have the idea of giving back and helping, you know, and obviously it was the teachers who started the momentum, but it was really probably Paige's family that kept it going. You know, do you know, like, how did that look over the years of how it went from just a walk at the school to what it is now?
Steadfast dedication, for sure. You know, what they have done in their child's memory is really incredible. And to your point, so they were really, didn't have the capacity at the time to meet with families directly themselves. They were themselves a grieving family.
Yeah.
And so they started a model where they go to the frontline team at the hospital and ask them, what is it that families need most? What is it that you need most? Because to your point earlier, you know, other things we do along the way, we support Child Life in their work. So they're the people at the hospital who make this much less scary for the children as can be. Because if you think about, a child is going to have to face so many procedures, machines that they have no idea about. And they're even equipped to deal with those kids, because this does go into teenagers who do know what's going to be happening, but they're there to do what they can to make it less scary. So we support their work.
How do you support them?
So there's a lot of art supplies. There's a port bear. So for the real little ones, they get a teddy bear with a port on it so that they can see, you know, they can explain to the kids what a port is, how it's going to be going into your body.
Yeah.
There's Lego MRI machines or CAT scan machines, you know, toys.
Right.
Toys.
Well, again, in my world, I never would have thought about it, right? And a lot of people probably watching. But yeah, I mean, as an adult, I was talking to Jamie, who had to get an MRI, and he was getting a CAT scan, but in his mind, it was an MRI, because we don't even know, right? Yes, so imagine being a child and you're going in this machine.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize there were toys that actually would help explain, you know, that. It's one of those things that you can't even imagine what it would feel like. So when you said that, you know, Paige's parents couldn't really go face to face, like, you never thought about it. And I'm losing my sense of words, because as a mom, I'm like, how could you?
Yeah.
Right. Like, you're grieving and you're looking at people, you can't help them grieve face to face, but to actually go out and find other ways to help the community.
Yeah.
And I would think in some ways, maybe that'd be a little bit helping them, knowing that they're helping other families because they didn't have that support.
Oh, for sure. And I'd be remiss, obviously, if I didn't say, like, the community has been a humongous part of the growth. We have a robust community, a very giving community that has grown this organization and continues to stay with us and grow today. And so that's what grew the organization, is the support that came along and really has never left and just continues to grow. So they started doing more and more at the hospital into, like I mentioned before, survivorship stuff, because when a child is treated, oftentimes they will be left with ramifications from that treatment, whether it's mental health stuff, bone stuff, dental stuff. Fertility is a big thing when you receive chemo. And then the bereavement piece. So if a kiddo passes away, we're there for funerals, keepsakes. There's a lot to it, but again, the organization grew from a quaint event into this.
What it is. And it's the passion behind it.
Yes.
Right. And then, unfortunately, the need.
Yes.
You know, when I talk to a lot of nonprofits, it's like, what are you starting? They're like, there was a need for it, and that need wasn't being filled in any other way.
Yeah.
Right. And 30 years ago, I mean, 30 years, that's a long time. In my mind, you know, because we're talking about Paige being, you know, a child, you're still thinking about, like, youth and not the length of time that something can continue, you know, going on. And you know, how old Paige would be today if it hadn't happened.
Yeah.
I think that's the part that's kind of heartbreaking to me, you know? So the other question that I have is, I know about Paige's Butterfly Run. Is that the only fundraiser, the biggest fundraiser? Like, how do you guys get the funds to do what it is that you do for the community and for the kids?
Yeah, it's certainly the largest one that we have, and the flagship event, if you will, that really obviously put us on the map. But we do have a newer one we started last year, Toast for Gold, and that is really an advocacy event where, you know, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah.
And so we started a, you know, have your daughters come join us to hear about the mission and really just raise awareness.
Was last year the first year for that?
Yes.
I had been on your website and I was looking for like different events and I didn't know if that was going to happen this year or if that was a one and done.
No, it's happening.
Really? Yeah,
September 11th this year.
So do you have any of the details that you can share just because?
Just to save the date at this point.
Save the date. September 11th.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. So, and obviously Paige's Butterfly Run is coming up for anybody that's watching this before the beginning of June. So what's the date and location for
June 6th, downtown Syracuse. You can go right on our website, pagesccf.org, and go under events there and you'll find all the details you need to know.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but does that run alongside with Taste of Syracuse?
Yes. Okay. It is. And that's how we ended up downtown. We were invited by them to come downtown.
Really?
And really, the event had outgrown Palmer.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, when I was there, and again, to use Evan as kind of a time frame, he was in a stroller, and next year he's graduating from high school. So,
yeah.
And you guys were downtown at that point, and it was huge. And if you're growing every year, I can only imagine, you know, what it's turned into.
So while the events, to your point, while the events are great, they, you know, we come together, and a lot of families come for the run who've been affected by childhood cancer. And Toast is great, again, for the advocacy piece. But really, we find building and nurturing relationships with people who want to help and want to come along with our mission, with us in our mission, the real fruitful way we can grow our
right, because you guys are all year. You're not just the run and then now the advocacy. So how can people get involved to kind of help and support?
Yeah, going on our website, joining us for an event, but I love to have coffee with people. So if you have a desire to want to help, let's go grab a cup of coffee. I'd love to hear about your story, why you'd like to help, and we'll find a way that you can come along. Doesn't have to be financial. Even just taking what I've said today, or going on our site and learning about childhood cancer and making more people aware of it. I mean, these are families in our schools, in our grocery stores that are really, if we think about how difficult life is for us in some days, they're just trying to do it too. And so even helping to raise that awareness is something we really value. Thoughts and prayers, you know, all the
things.
Yeah.
You know, you hear it more and more, like you don't know what the person in front of you at Wegmans is going through or the person at the park or, you know, those we've talked about before we went live, those small acts of kindness and stuff mean so much to different people in moments that you don't even know that they need them. And sometimes I just look around and I think, you know, what is that person going through? The person that's always smiling, you know that there's something going on, you know, in the background or whatever. But you know, childhood cancer, you know, when you're talking about like kids and they need adults and they need people, they need support and all the people that are there supporting them and giving them that love. And a lot of times we just wake up and we go about our day and you don't think about that.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, when I hear these little ones, you know, 3 years old and they've had a spinal this week, they're 6'1" for the month, you know, it becomes so routine for them. But for me, I'm like, oh my God, the blood transfusions, like very... These families will never be the same again.
The fact that the kids even know what those things are.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I agree. It's very, and like I said, in moving here, it was one of the first organizations that I had learned about. And I just thought in that moment is, you know, as I look at my daughter who was in kindergarten, you know, at the time at Palmer Elementary School, like your heart just goes out to Paige's parents, but then all the families kind of going through that. And
So on any given year, there's about 700 families from across central New York being treated at Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital, 60 to 70 new diagnoses every year. It's crazy.
That is absolutely crazy.
Yeah. And then you think about each family has that circle of extended family, maybe their siblings, the extended community, you know, like so many people are affected.
Just here locally in Baldwinsville, you know, we hear of local kids here and the community kind of comes together. Some of the restaurants like Sal's, they'll do like fundraisers and
that's awesome.
And different, but it takes, they always say it takes a village, it takes a community and the families need that.
Yes.
So the fact that even your organization exists, it's a shame what started it. Like it started from like the grief of a family and teachers who wanted to help. And then it's turned into an entire community that wants to help. And I talk to people and they're like, I don't even know how to help. And it usually is, the answer is go to the website, because the website typically will say. I do have one other question for you that I thought about. So before we went live, I was calling it Paige's Cancer Fund, and now it's Paige's Childhood Cancer Fund. And I'm always curious, like with the, I'm not going to call it rebranding. It's more like adding more of an explanation, but how did that come about after like 29 years or something?
When I came on board in 2022, I recognized that room for growth. I recognized that I was stepping into what was, you know, a 5K event, but really this, you know, that's a harder conversation to have when you go out and talk with people about your mission. Mm-hmm. They just look at you like an event. And so we hired consultants. The board was very supportive. They came on board, did a deep dive. We built a strategic plan together. And part of that plan was really, you need to have a name that speaks to the more accurately to the depth and breadth of your mission.
Right. Because I honestly, when I first reached out to you about, you know, if you'd have interest in speaking with me, I was only thinking about the run.
Okay.
And it was only after like realizing that there's a fund, you know, and a website and all the different things that you do. And you need more than just a run one time a year, right? You wouldn't be able to do everything that you do if that was really all that you were, was just that run.
Very common experience for people to not understand, like, oh my gosh, you do all that?
I definitely appreciate it. Is there anything else that you think like the organization does that maybe the community doesn't know about or needs to learn about?
I think we covered a lot. I think the one thing I didn't mention was that, you know, part of our support at the hospital also includes like social emotional pieces, which is so huge when you're going through a health journey. We help get the families together outside of the hospital setting. They have a program there called Hope, Helping Oncology Patients Engage, or that may not be it. But the point is, it gets them together outside to build community. There's usually an educational piece to it. And then celebration of life ceremony, so honoring the children that have been lost at, every year up there. And then survivorship picnic, which is happening in a week or so. So we fund a lot of those things too. Again, so important to building community, so that people who have that shared experience can find each other and be with each other.
And talk about it. Yeah. So, and for those of you that are going to be listening instead of audio, my eyes are watering because every time you talk about we talk about the survivors and the treatments and stuff, but it is true. Not every child actually, you know, makes it through the treatment and stuff. And that's the part nobody really likes to talk about, right? Like, no, you can't skip over it.
It's the number one cause of death by disease in children. The number one
is cancer.
Yep. Childhood cancer.
That is just, again, if it's never touched you, that's a blessing.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely a blessing. So, well, thank you for talking. Thanks for, you know, what you do for the organization, what the organization does for the community and the kids and the families. Because again, it's not just the kids, it's the families and everybody else that it affects. You know, like I said, locally, we feel it in our community.
Yes,
and that is pretty much, I got to believe, all across, not just Central New York, but our country and the world, that when a kid is impacted by something, it is felt so deep by so many people. So thank you so much for having me.
It's an honor and privilege to be on the team at Paige's.
Yeah. Well, they are very lucky to have you, apparently. Thanks. So thanks everybody. Join in next time. I hope that you gain something from this and that you can find a way to give back, if not to this organization, to one of the other great nonprofits we have here in Central New York.